You may have visited Hawaii in the past and you've heard the word aloha a lot. Now, what does aloha mean? It actually is the breath of life. Aloha, ha being the breath. So why would we want to build a bridge to Hawaii? Why is that important for you and I? Well, I think it helps us be unique in what we offer people. But I think what is so important is our path as real estate brokers and real estate people is an honorable path. It's close in with people about their dreams. It's about really helping them, you know, have a new chapter in life, write a new chapter, make investments of some of the biggest financial steps they might ever take. So we're in a place of trust with them. And after 30 years in Hawaii and kind of what I would say, you know, guiding the canoe, it's actually been quite an honor to do hundreds of deals with homes, with condos, with all kinds of people from everywhere. A lot of land deals, commercial projects, and hotel projects. After these hundreds of sales with hundreds of different brokers, boy, there's some places you want to go and some that you don't, and some people you want to work with and some you don't. And our Hawaiian team all across the islands is now set up, several hundred folks that are with eXp Realty and with all the other brokerages that I work with. Now, you know, we've also weathered a few storms. There have been some tough times, some tough things that have happened, as it does in the business. What we're trying to do is help people have the dream without the drama. I love that saying. Let's help them have the dream without the drama. So how do we do this project? What are the three steps to getting onto the bridge? Well, number one, let's invite our favorite clients. Let's invite folks that we know and we care about, that might have an interest in additional investment in a place out in the warm world of Hawaii. Okay, number one, invite them. And then second, we listen carefully and we set the sail. And what do I mean? We set the sail, metaphor being like the ship that's going to sail. But also, we get into a nice conversation about what they'd like to do, what their dream might be. We might execute a real casual loyalty agreement to make sure everyone is covered. And we want to help them find the magic of Hawaii and maybe even find a miracle or two, but not to believe that that every community is the same and every weather pattern is the same. We help them know who are the best handymen in town. How do they get a home maintained when they're not there? What about vacation rental income? Those kinds of things. So we can help them have the dream without the drama, and you'll hear me say that a lot. Step three, then we navigate and we bring flowers. Now, what do I mean? We navigate the path ahead, and you and I know our tasks as brokers are complex, and many people don't understand all of the risk areas. We help them know that. And then, of course, we help them celebrate. We bring flowers, like in the notion of giving someone a lei when they arrive. Again, you know, how do we move this along? The cool thing about the bridge to Hawaii is we'll continue to do bridge calls, video tours. I'm in support of you. We support, when I say with aloha, we're a caring support system for people who want to put their toe in the water and get notified of properties that might be a good fit for them and help cultivate their dream, okay? And then you and I get to collaborate, and we actually then would have referral fee agreements on both sides of the equation. So we can talk more about the mechanics of all that. But the truth is, it's a fun project. We'll have fun doing it together. You know what? Let me ask you, what does the future hold for anybody? Who knows? Who knows? But what we do know, you know, life goes by fast. Our clients are so grateful for the help that I've given them over these last 30 years. You know, it really is something. This one woman, Linda Ann and Ken, moved over from Washington, actually, and she said, "Forrest, this saved my life. I got my dream. My kids love this place." And that's a pretty typical kind of reaction because, you know, from far away, how do they know? How do they know who they can trust? How do they know who shows up with caring professionalism and helps them explore a new chapter in their life and enjoy their life even more? I mean, after all, time's flying by for all of us, but let's age less along the way because we're inspired and we're happy to be working in a good way with each other. So it's aloha to you. Actually, I'm recording this on Veterans Day, of all things. And I'd like to say this. When people say thank you for your service for us. I was a Vietnam combat veteran. When they say that, I'm deeply touched. And I want to say to you, thank you for your service in people's lives. What we do is real. It's important. And I'm so glad to be in the circle with you. Forrest Singh, aloha for now.